We are continuing with Siman Chaf Aleph. Today we'll be learning about what you should do with your extra tzitzis strings which have fallen off. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chutei tzitzit shenifseku. If tzitzis strings have fallen off, Yachol lezarkan ashpa. Surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you can throw them in the garbage. Really? Because this is a mitzvah which has no intrinsic holiness in it. What does that mean? It means that unlike tefillin, which have the name of God written in them, and therefore they must be treated with extreme sanctity even when they're not in use, tzitzis doesn't have God's name. It's a piece of wool. And so when it's part of the tzitzis, it's holy. When it's not part of the tzitzis, it doesn't have any intrinsic holiness, and you can throw it out. Aval, kol zman shehem kfuim b'talit, asur lishtamesh ben. But as long as the string is still connected to the talis, it's forbidden to use it. Kigon nekshor b'hem shum davar v'kiyot b'zeh. For example, to tie something or to do any, you know, unholy use cannot be done with the tzitzis. Nishim bizui mitzvah, because that's considered a disgrace to the mitzvah. And a little bit of a funny, sad note: when I was in camp, I did a halacha skit, and I lost that skit because there was Tefillin Man, and he was like a superhero. But my camp counselors thought that it was inappropriate to be using Tefillin. Not actually for the mitzvah. It was like a bizui mitzvah to just use it for the play. Now that I learned this halacha, I would probably say that they were right. I was right. I'm happy I lost that color war because I learned my lesson. Anyways, the Ruma points out, Yesh omrim da'af la'achar shenifseku. Even after they've been separated, ein lighod mehem minhag bizayon. We should not treat them as in a disgraceful way, the zorkan, to throw them out, the makom miguna, in a disgusting place, ela sheinan trichin geniza, but they don't require geniza, they don't require to be thrown as buried with like other holy parchments and matters. So the Ramaz is a little bit more strict. He's saying, listen, even when they're not part of the tzitzis, don't use them for bizayon, but you can throw them, don't throw them in a disgraceful place. Perhaps, you know, throw them in a bag, but don't disgrace them. And now there's a third shita, even more strict, that we should, gonez, we should set them aside and put them in, bury them. And quoting them, Ariel, he says, and if you want to be strict, blessing should come upon you. So, again, first opinion, do whatever you want. Basically, second opinion of the Rama says, no, don't do bizayon, but you can throw them out. Third opinion, if you want to be machmir, throw them in a geniza. I'm not sure if the geniza companies will super appreciate that because there's not so much space for burying things, but all things being equal, burying them is a blessingful thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah points out, based on the Ma'ariel, that there's a custom to use the tzitzis strings for another mitzvah opportunity, to be, for example, a book holder, a book place holder. So if that's your intention, that's a great idea, to always use a mitzvah for another mitzvah. Maybe that's why you'll see some frumis with tzitzis holders in their books. A few more relevant notes. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is true of all previously used mitzvah items that don't have the name of God. For example, shofar. For example, schach. For example, lulav. They're still fit for use next year. Certainly they shouldn't be treated with any bizayon. And even if you're not using them next year, this commonly happens with schach. So it's brought down. Don't throw it into the actual garbage. That's considered disgraceful. And at the same time, don't put them in a place where people are going to trample on them, which unfortunately you see that a lot. right on the sidewalk. There's a big schach. People are trampling on them. It's a dvar mitzvah. It's a holy thing. And so what should be done? Put it on the side, not in the garbage, near the garbage. So then, you know, the trash people will probably know what to do with it, but not actually in the garbage. Or you could put a bag over it if you want to be really from. But not out somewhere where they will be trampled. And the same goes with lulav and anything else which has been previously used for a mitzvah. Just end with a cute story. So kippah too would be categorized probably even on a lower level than tzitzis, because it's a custom for the Jewish people to wear kippah, but certainly doesn't have the name of God. So there's really no problem to wear, to put your kippah on the floor. And so, you know, sometimes when I would, in the army, my kippah would fall off. I wouldn't immediately pick it up, as I'm not required to, according to halacha. But some of my secular, you know, friends gave me mussar and said, it's a kippah. How can you treat that? And they would pick it up and kiss it. And I'd have to say, halachically or not, their fervor is a beautiful thing. And I took the mussar as a beautiful lesson that we should, no matter what, we should treat holy things with respect and love. And one more little halacha shaila I forgot to mention. Tzitzis, your talis katan. Can I wipe my sweat or wipe my eyeglasses with it? So that is a machlokas. According to many posting like the Aderet, it's not a problem. Because even with a begid chashav, you would do that. It's fine. But according to others, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's considered a little bit disgraceful. And so don't wipe your eyeglasses with your tzitzis. All right, hope this is enjoyable, and I can't wait to continue learning halacha with you wherever you're at.